Blog Talk Radio.
Urban Glory Radio. Simply Glory.
Good evening. Thank you for listening to tonight. Tonight indeed is a special program. We don't often release our platform to any old speaker, but there are times I'm impressed by the Holy Spirit to highlight ministers who have impressed on me revelation, knowledge, and truth that far surpasses the average. So tonight you're going to be blessed with the high honor to listen to the late apostle Betty Poindexter People, who many people know was my former pastor. She went to be with the Lord, and it was a special anointing and grace placed upon me while I was under her ministry to enter into the world of teaching the gospel. And then not only that, it was also impressed upon me after she went to be with the Lord to continue to uplift her legacy and to communicate to the world the messages that many have not heard. She was an awesome, systematic theologian, far ahead of her time, one of the historians of our day, and one of the great orators of the gospel. I want you to listen to her. You're going to be blessed, and she's an encouraging and uplifting instructor, now teaching in the heavenlies, but we delight to give you the honor and privilege to be able to listen to such a great woman of God. Also, there's many things going on in the world, but I want you to maintain your steadfastness to the things of God. We're living in a time where the church is compromising its core values, and one of our core values is to withstand ourselves from anything that would alter our state of conversion and our commitment to the things of God. So I want to encourage you, those of you who may be listening, not to participate in Halloween activities. It's not biblical. It is something that was enacted. Really, it kind of formed out of churches' ritualistic customs that go way back in ancient history, but recently it has been modified to cultural fads that have taken away the purity of the gospel, and we don't participate in things like that. And I want to encourage you as a church member, as a believer, as a Christian, not to involve yourself in any form of celebration toward Halloween. So please stand by us and be in agreement that God will be glorified not only in this program, but throughout the programs that are coming, because what we're seeing and hearing now is that there needs to be a voice that cries out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. And it's going to be the body of Christ being the church all the way and not compromising its core convictions with the world. Well, I know you're going to be blessed tonight. I can't wait for you to listen to Dr. Betty Poindexter People. She's truly going to give you a word that is going to encourage you and uplift you. And then after that, please take note of the announcements and the other things that are going to take place in the program. Thank you for listening to tonight. Let somebody know that Dr. Betty will be on briefly. Call them and look online, and you'll be able to listen in as the woman of God proclaims the word of God tonight. Be blessed and live long and prosper.
One who regardeth the word of God as precious, not realizing her precious state, committed to a work that some would not dare attempt to endure, lead, or pastor. Weekly pronouncing peace over congregants that cling to her every word in the city of praise. A place of strength, she steadfastly performed the work of ministry. Loving her family, immediate, extended, adopted, and grafted, she cared for us all. Even those who after some time saw to her seeming demise, the lies, can never erase the legacy and the grace that still reigns in the hearts of many across the world. Somebody ride back and shout hallelujah to a preaching woman whose message was a blend of fire meets intelligent delivery. Explosive transformation manifested every week through undeniable exegesis of revelation knowledge with culturally diverse terminology like emoji and tiluete. And life-changing principles like joy is an inward stability, fortified by the Holy Ghost that He's already worked it out. She reflected the life of ministry. A woman of virtue who perpetually raised the banner of the name Lord Jesus. We give due honor for such a one is worthy of all that's due and double for generations to come to ensure the continual legacy of the life and ministry of Apostle Betty P.
God told you he made covenant with Abraham. And I told you from Abraham came. And from Isaac came. And then on down through the lineage came King. And on down through the lineage of King David came virgin. And from Virgin Mary came. And from Jesus came. Y'all listen, don't you? I see you listen. You know you preach this message yourself. Look at this. Look at this. Look at the Holy Ghost in us working together. Glory to God. So you have an open heaven. Look at somebody and say, you have an open heaven. You can walk under open heaven if you only knew who you were. In Malachi, he's the son of righteousness, rising with healing in his way. If you need healing, don't check out the doctor first. Check out the doctor. Come on, y'all. Let's go real quickly. In the New Testament, in Matthew, he's the what? Glory to God, sent to redeem mankind. In Mark, he's the what? Glory to God, there's nothing too hard for God. In John, he's what? Glory to God. I'm sorry, Luke, he's what? And in John, who is he? So he came through in by man. Am I right, mankind? Because he came through Virgin Mary. But he's still his father, is the Holy Ghost. In Acts, he's the what? Who sent who? To live where? Thank you. You preaching, y'all. Listen to you all. In Romans, he's the what? That which wasn't right, he gives you the way by which you can be made right. First Corinthians, he's what? When God's people need edifying, exhortation, and comfort. First Corinthians 4:14, the Holy Spirit will allow these gifts to work in the church as it pleases him, as he wills. Come on, shout hallelujah. Lord, I could preach on every one of these for you to know. Glory to God. In Second Corinthians, I'm just, for y'all that got to go, I'm her. But I can only go as fast as the Holy Spirit allows me to go. Second Corinthians, he's the sanctifier. He's the one that sets us aside so that we can live holy. Come on, shout hallelujah. In Galatians, he's the redeemer from the curse of the law. You don't have to walk under the curse. You can walk under the blessings. Come on. Look at somebody and say, you don't have to walk under curses. But you can walk exclusively under blessings. Because Christ redeemed you from the curse of the law. Galatians chapter 3, verse 13. In Ephesians, he's the Christ of what? And in other words, glory to God, God can carry you higher than your mind or any folks who thought about you could ever think that you could be carried. In Philippians, he's the supplier of all our need, not F. Take that F off there. If you don't believe it, check it out. Philippians 4:13, it says, but my God shall supply all my need, N-E-E-D. You know why he said need, not need? Because as the need crops up, God is there to supply. He doesn't wait till you get a whole barrel of needs before he begins to supply. Oh, Lord, I just wish I could go. In Colossians, he's the fullness of the Godhead bodily. There was a scripture back there in Colossians which says this, all of the Godhead is complete in him. In other words, if you want to see the workings of the Father, look at Jesus. If you want to see how God looks on earth, in earth, look at Jesus. And if you want to see how the Holy Spirit leads you, still keep your eyes affixed on. Because he is the... What? Oh, okay. It's all about God here that's full in him. That was back there on Colossians. I must have skipped that, but I want you to see. All the fullness of God here is in him. So when you ask Jesus to show you the Father, he said, look at me. When you say, Jesus, show me the work of the Holy Ghost, he said, look at what I did. You remember when John sent to him and said, shall I believe you or shall I look for another? He said, just tell John to believe me for the word works I do. Because nobody could do that work except God sent him and ordained him to do it. The first and second Thessalonians, he's our soon. You know, that's my favorite. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we who are alive remain shall be caught up to meet him in the air, and so ever and forever be with the Lord. Comfort ye one another. Come on, shout hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, he's our soon coming king. Look at somebody and say, that's what Christmas is to me. Come on, help me, because I got to go. Glory to God. In 1 and 2 Timothy, he's the what? Between whom? There's a difference between mediator and intercessor. They are not synonyms of each other. Mediator has to do with him bringing us. Comes from the infinitive to bring us to God. You got that? Glory to God. Hallelujah. He brought us to God. No man cometh to the Father except he comes through and by the Son. Who is who? Glory to God. But he's our intercessor. He's ever liveth to make intercession for us before the throne of God. Look at somebody and say, what a mighty God we serve. In Titus, he's the faithful pastor. He's the shepherd of the flock. We are not the shepherd of the flock. We are the under-shepherd. And anybody who gets in the pulpit and tell you they're the shepherd of the flock, they have gave themselves a position that they don't have. You are the under-shepherd of the flock. Come on, shout hallelujah. That's why the church can't move on, because it becomes your church instead of God's church. I ain't getting in there. And Philemon, he's the Philemon, he is a friend of the what? Glory to God. In Hebrews, he's what? Of the everlasting what? In other words, he can make covenant with you because he's the one who shed his blood for. Hallelujah. In James, he's the Lord who does what? And in 1st and 2nd Peter, he's the what? Who or what? Glory to God. In 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, he's what? The word of God says God is love, and he that loveth not knoweth not God. So if you around here trying to bank on your faith confessions and you don't know how to operate in love, you mean and ornery and hateful, then your faith ain't going to work, because the Bible says in Galatians 5:16, faith worketh by. In Jude, he's the Lord coming with. Look at somebody and say, that's us. In case they don't understand, say, that's us. Coming. 10,000 to fight that warm arm again. Now stand on your feet. We're going to yell this out together. In the book of Revelation.
All right.
Wait a minute. In the book of Revelation. Hey, y'all. I don't know what Christmas means to you.
Well,
those of you in television land, I don't know what Christmas means to you. But I got an opportunity this week to tell you what Christmas means to me. And in the book of Revelation, I want you to yell it out. He's our, let's do it together, King of Kings. Get somebody to say, that means we win. Don't be quiet about it. Yell it out. Let Satan hear you. Let the angelic force of God hear you. Now shout hallelujah.
Well, I hope you enjoyed Apostle Betty Peoples. She's an awesome woman of God, and I believe that she is a great example of what a good pastor is. I always tell people she is my last pastor. I actually had a few pastors I worked with afterwards, but I never really considered them my pastors. One, because I believe they didn't have the heart that I needed in a pastor. So I do take that personally when I say that, my last pastor, because I believe we're in an era, and this is Pastors Appreciation Month, where there's not a lot of pastors out there. The Bible says he will give you pastors after his own heart. And that's what he told the prophet when he was saying he was raising up shepherds of Israel. Of course, we are spiritual Israel. Zion translates to the church through the Lord Jesus Christ. And so God still gives us pastors after his heart. And thank God for all my pastors, those that I consider my pastors, Pastor William Campbell, Pastor Joseph Mills, and Pastor Dr. Betty Peoples. Those three are definitely instrumental in the foundation that was laid on my life and spiritual heritage, Pastor Dana Carter and things like that. Other people that are connected, and family, of course, But those three insignificantly were not family, but they imparted spiritual wisdom. But Dr. Betty was a pastor to me at a very pivotal time in my life. Had some church hurt, dealt with some things, got offended by people that not necessarily, you know, saint-to-saint combat, what I call it, but actually spiritual leadership had disappointed me and misrepresented the word of God, and did not care that my soul was important. And I heard the Lord one day when I had made a decision not to go to churches. I would do a cyber thing, and I understand some of you are doing cyber ministry. Perhaps even some, I've heard some even listen to mine as their own type of cyber ministry. But the Bible tells us not to forsake the assemblies of ourselves as the manner of some is. And we ought to give ourselves wholly to the things of God. If we seek first the kingdom and his righteousness, all these other things come along with it. And so one of the things in going through church hurt as I did, and as serious as I did, and as the decision not to go to another church until I heard from the Holy Spirit, the pivotal key was hearing from the Holy Spirit. And that's my testimony about Dr. Betty. And I'm gonna go a little more into it, but the key of the honor which I give her every year on every October and will until the Lord Jesus comes, or if the Lord tarry, I go by way of transitioning to glory. What I understand, the connectivity that I learned most importantly from her and her walk and her ministry was to be led by the Holy Spirit. You know, with ministry there comes burdens, and people don't like to talk about that. There are sacrifices that people make that are personal, that are painful, that are a process of events that you really have to go through and evaluate to see if it's worth it. And sometimes it's worth it, and sometimes you just want to say, God, no. And I don't think people really process that when they're dealing with spiritual leaderships, because there are things that happen to them personally. And one of the amazing things of Dr. Betty was her continual resolve to, despite the personal issues that she was going through personally and the things that affected her because of ministry and her family because of ministry, she was set on maintaining a reverence for the Holy Spirit in spite of. The other thing that I liked about Dr. Betty, and this is my time to honor my pastor, and that's what I'm doing. This is Pastor's Appreciation Month. There should be a time that you reflect on the relationships that you have with people and why you have them. I do this with every friend that I have. I go through and see, have they added value? Are we at a better place now than we were then? You know, and I know specifically when I was at that dark point in my life spiritually, the first thing that I had when I was a little boy, I'll go back to the stories, when I was very young, my mother met some coworkers at work that went to Jericho City of Praise at the time on Douglas Street in D.C. I was very young, maybe 7 or 8, 9, around that time. My mom was working at cities and schools now, communities and schools at the time. And she met the pastor and some members on the Metro at the time, which was the assistant pastor, which was Dr. Betty's oldest son, James Peoples, the junior. And so they were having, I believe it's called Praise Fest. I mean, it was probably the first or the second one. Carlton Pearson was going to be one of the speakers or things like that. And we went there, and little did I know I was going to find an experience. Now, one of the things that was very significant about me being a child, I was very young, I was very small at the time, and me and my mother went, and they treated us like royalty when we got there. They set us up very, very good. It was packed, crowded with people, but they saw my mother with a young person who wanted to go to church. I was in love with Jesus. And when we went there, it was beautiful. Blue and white was everywhere. It was a stone building on Douglas Street, but it was packed. If you didn't get there on time, you were late. Before time, you were late because of the amount of people that were coming. People were hungry for the word. The Spirit of God was moving. When you came in the sanctuary, the dancers and the altar workers were all in white. And this was on a weeknight service, but they were beautiful. They were praying. And one of the things I remember about old Jericho was that they would pray in the halls. They would pray in the lines. They would be singing and making melody in their heart to the Lord with thanksgiving. So by the time the service started and the choir marched in and sung, I don't know if it was Get Up If You're on the Lord's Side. I don't know what song it was. But by the time the choir marched in, the power of God was so strong, it was hard to almost finish the services. But that wasn't the interesting thing about it. I was so little, so I couldn't really see everything. I was excited about being there. And my mom went there to enjoy the word. And, of course, we had heard Dr. Betty on the radio, but I had never seen her. So when we get there, the first time I see her, that time she was sporting a little bit of an afro at the time, and I think she had half of it pinned up. And one of the things I noticed first was she was sitting down. Now, I didn't know who the pastor was, which was different. And at that time, women pastors were not popular. And at that time, I think she had just become the senior pastor, and her husband was pastor, the assistant pastor. And her son was the assistant pastor as well. And she was one of the assistant pastors and the thing. So she sat down, and they came in. And one thing I noticed about them, Bishop James had a smile that could light up any room known to Jesus. I just remember seeing the love of God and the power of God on her husband. And then this lady comes out, and her sons looked like soldiers. They were protecting this woman. And I didn't know who this lady was. And she was quite different. She was matching to the T with her husband, and she had rings on almost every finger except her thumbs on both sides. And after the choir had sung, there were so many people around, she would take the mic and she would say, by 10-year time, Jesus is the Lord, I guess, to start the broadcast. But I'm telling you, she would start talking and the audience would erupt. That's what I remember most as a child. She would say a few statements, and I guess she would say, repeat after me. Of course, you know, she was notorious for that. So the first time I saw her was amazing, and I remember the crowd just responding to her ecstatic things. But it was several years later, maybe that was 10 or 15 years from that time. The next time I went there was the time they dedicated the building, the 10,000-seat sanctuary, and the school and the business center, and at the time the senior citizen building was only a vision. But I was there when they opened up the building that day, and she preached the first message without her husband. Her husband passed away in 96. And I was at that funeral. I went to the wake. I didn't go to the funeral because it was too many people. And I was amazed as a little boy at how she, when the day of his passing, she had a radio broadcast, and she came on as she usually was, and she said, well, we thank the Lord today because this is still the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I would like to let you know that Bishop James R. Peoples Sr. went to be with the Lord. That was Saturday, the day he passed. And then that Sunday she taught the word. And then that Friday she performed his funeral. And I was amazed at the strength that she had during that time. Of course, it was a supernatural move of the Holy Spirit. Then that January of 97, I'm skipping through a little time, I apologize. Her son went to be with the Lord. And then in December of 2004, her other son went to be with the Lord. She had a lot of personal pain, but in spite of it, she kept preaching the word of God, kept running the church in integrity, and kept doing the work of ministry. I could go on and on and on, but what I will say is her leading of the Holy Spirit captivated me. When I was at that low place in my life, I said I wasn't going back to another church until I heard from the Lord. And the Lord said to me quite clearly, go see Dr. Betty. Go see Dr. Betty. And I said, okay, Lord, I'll obey. And I went. I hadn't been to that church. Matter of fact, the last time I had remembered the church, they had a bunch of whistles and they were blowing in the late 90s. So I was like, Lord, I don't have time for this church thing, but I'm going to go reluctantly. And I went there a few Sundays, and it transformed my life, but more importantly, my relationship with God. And it began the journey that was very precious and powerful. There was also some personal encounters that I had with her that was very special to me. And on the next broadcast, I'll share with you more, but I'm out of time. I don't have enough time to share with you all the things that Dr. Betty has done, but I want you to take time out to honor and appreciate your pastors. Love them, pray for them. I want to continue this story and give you a little more details. It will take me hours, and maybe one day next year, I'll be able to give you a whole hour program just kind of sharing some things which she shared with me personally and in the ministry as well. But thank you for listening. We continue to honor pastors all month. We're going to continue more broadcasts with Dr. Betty. Y'all live long and prosper.
Hello, Urban Glory Radio. This is Selena Olivia Morris Breland, president of Urban Glory Campaigns. And I am on tonight to speak about a woman who was, as we often say in jargon as people, one of a kind. She impacted my life, I would say, in five different angles. First of all, as a woman, and speaking about her being a woman, a lady, I cannot say it without saying of God. She was absolutely of God. When you walk into her presence, you could feel the presence of God and the love that she had for people. She had a direct way of communicating and making you feel at home or like she was your adopted mother. She had wisdom to embrace as well as rebuke, and it was interesting to see, and it was a learning process to see as a female myself. A woman of God who was also in various venues or realms of leadership, as a mother, as a wife who carried on the work of her husband, the late Bishop James Peebles Sr. He was an awesome man of God. I never got the chance to meet him in person. I've heard him via radio, via TV, I've heard concerning him from persons that I've gotten to know of the City of Praise church family, as well as people that span the globe that have been affected by his life and ministry, as well as his wife, Apostle Betty Peebles. She was an awesome mother. You saw her love for her children in her tone, as well as in her interaction with them. I witnessed her interacting with the late Johnny Peebles for a short span of time, and for the most part, I saw her interaction with Joel Peebles Sr., who is now the senior pastor of City of Praise. He and his wife are doing an amazing job, and we're praying for them and support them fully. As a business leader, she was one of a kind, and her business leadership blended and fused right along with her leadership in the community. She had an impact in the community like no other. There was only a drop of the effect, the ripple effect that she had in the community at her homegoing celebration. You saw everyone from every span of life. You saw dignitaries and politicians and bishops, overseers, apostles in her homegoing celebration, all the way to those who live more simply, who just recently got into the church or was introduced to the things of God through the food pantry, which was her heart, at the Jericho City of Praise Ministries. You saw just everyone from every span of life affected by her heart and belief concerning not only the things of God as it pertains to scripture and within the four walls of the church, but the things of God concerning life. The scripture tells us that he's given us everything that pertains to or has to do with life and has to do with godliness. And I believe she displayed that and reflected that in her life in a way that I know impacted my life. Seeing a strong woman carry on the work of her husband as well as add on to it and enhance it by building a grade school that is reputable, by building a biblical college that is reputable, as well as a senior citizen's home, a business center. There was an empire that was built on account of this woman. And to watch her operate and deal with so many different personalities, so many different types of people, so many different types of transactions and situations, it was just about a miracle that she lived to the point that she did. She dealt with so much. She dealt with grief of losing her husband, dealt with grief of losing her oldest child, of grief of losing her next to the youngest child. And at the end of her life, it was just her and her youngest child, as well as the extended family, his wife, the wives that were left from the sons that passed, and the, of course, offspring of those children. So to carry on and to be a strong matriarch in her family and then also be a strong pastoral figure as well as an apostle empowering other pastors, it just was amazing to see. I'm grateful for the time that I was able to witness her life and ministry. She will never be forgotten. And we here at Urban Glory Campaigns honor her every October of each year and will continue as long as we're here on this earth. So I pray that you've enjoyed this month of pastoral appreciation and how we've honored the late apostle, Betty Poindexter Peebles. And keep listening. We have one more episode for this month where we will continue to honor her. And you'll hear from some others and from the great Reverend LaVon L. Breland himself again next week. We appreciate you all. Reach out to us, and good night.